Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
And we're starting at the National Weather Service. Meteorologist Philip Pandolfo with us live this morning on WBEN. It's been a very tough night south of Buffalo. Philip, where is the lake effect band now? How much movement has there been during the night?
Hi, good morning, Susan and Brian. Well, right now, the lake effect band is still in the vicinity of the Buffalo South Towns. Right now, the very far northern edge of the band is hanging around just around Hamburg, Orchard Park, and into East Aurora right now. Now, we do expect the band's position to change. It's been in this area generally overnight, but it will be on the move today, moving a little bit further north is what we're expecting later this morning and into this afternoon.
All right, just how far north are we talking?
So we're expecting the northern edge of the band to move a little bit further north than what we were anticipating maybe with some previous forecast cycles. The trend has been a little bit further north, but with lake effect, that's really all it takes. So we're expecting the northern edge of the band to generally get into the city of Buffalo today, as far north as Cheektowaga, Lancaster area, possibly clipping the far southern portions of the Tonawandas. But generally, we're expecting the northern edge of the band to be in that corridor between Buffalo and Lancaster this morning, this afternoon, before it eventually moves back further south into the South Towns and even south of the South Towns as we go through the night tonight.
Philip, it's been pretty intense, this lake effect we've been hearing since yesterday afternoon, really. Is it still as intense? And when it moves, will it be as intense with, you know, pretty heavy snow rates?
At the moment, the band doesn't quite have the intensity that we have seen out of it so far through this event, although we are anticipating that at times snowfall rates within this band could approach 2 to 3 inches an hour, which is pretty heavy, and that will be the case as it makes its way north out of the South Towns and towards the city nation into portions of the North Towns today. So expecting a little bit more heavy snowfall a little bit further north. It could briefly uptick in intensity as it does make that further northward push.
When does it go back down south, and when are we in the clear?
So it will make its push back southward later this afternoon and into this evening. It will begin to make a much more substantial southward push, even further than the South Towns, moving more into the southern tier, far southern portions of Erie County, more in towards Chautauqua and Cattaraugus. Now, the band is expected to substantially weaken as it really makes that southward push tonight, especially once we get towards tomorrow morning. The band may swing back north as we go through the morning tomorrow, but it will have nowhere near the intensity that it does now, maybe just some nuisance extra snowfall as it does so before completely petering out through the day on Wednesday.
Okay. Now, sub-zero wind chills this morning, near zero temperatures. I mean, what are we looking at? Where are some of the coldest places?
Right. So the coldest places that we are seeing are really towards our southern tier, where the air temperatures are well below zero right now, and the wind chills even colder than that. Now, we are expecting wind chills generally in the Buffalo metro area today to be about between -5 and -10, hovering in that range. Tonight, we are expecting the coldest wind chills really of this really cold Arctic blast is late tonight. We're expecting wind chills to get down to around -15 Fahrenheit. And Wednesday will be a little bit warmer, but that's relatively speaking. So maybe above zero as far as wind chills are concerned, but about 0 to 5 degrees above zero for wind chills on Wednesday.
It was cold enough to close a lot of schools this morning. You think we're going to be having that same conversation tomorrow?
Well, we can't quite speak to school closures here, though we can say that tomorrow morning is looking potentially even just a little bit colder than what we are seeing this morning. So, not out of the question that we see similar impacts from this type of cold.
Philip, thank you so much. We appreciate it. That's Philip Pandolfo at the National Weather Service.